Good morning, Wisconsin. Morning, world. It's a new day. Thank you for kicking it off with us here at WFHR, locally grown radio. It is 8:04 on the clock. I got your host here, James, here. I am joined by Melissa Kay.
Good morning. Good morning.
And we are joined by our good friend, Paul Trombley from the Weather Eye Weather Center. Good morning, Paul.
Yeah, good morning to you.
How's it going over there?
Going well. How about for you out there?
Doing good. We're really enjoying the sunrise this morning. Beautiful blue skies out there. What else do we have in store? What has Mother Nature got for us today?
Yeah, still some of these cooler days and still some frost threat here the next couple of nights yet as well until things start to warm back up a little more late week and then to next weekend. But in the meantime, still a nice sunny start and then increasing clouds as the day progresses. Still can't quite rule out a passing shower later today, especially if further east and northeast of Wisconsin Rapids. Otherwise, highs about 51. Those northwest breezes kicked up about 12 to 25 at times. Tonight, clearing out 34 with a north wind 5 to 15. Well, frost potential into early Wednesday. Otherwise, some sun, mid-50s tomorrow. North winds 10 to 15. Mid-30s Wednesday night, and then Thursday, partly to mostly sunny, 62. 41 Thursday night. Still sunny and dry Friday and Saturday. 66 on Friday, upper 60s to 70 degree temps here Saturday and Sunday with some sun in the weekend. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley.
Always appreciate the time, Paul. You have a great day.
Thanks, you too.
And thank you again, Paul, for that. We appreciate our updates from them. Love talking with Paul and the Weather Eye people. Love when we get a forecast like that, too. Not a bad day. Not a bad-looking day out there.
Yeah, it's much better than what they're dealing with down south. And I want to give a shout-out to Beth and Seth. They just got on their flight, and they're headed home here. So send out some prayers that they can beat Hurricane Ian and get home safe.
And I would like to say that, you know, certainly agree with you there, Melissa, and also include my brother, my sister-in-law, who's really my sister, Kim, and their youngest, Mason. They are taking off a day early from their trip in Florida to try to avoid that. I got another friend down there. I don't know what I didn't know many people went to Florida this time of year, but yeah, there's a lot of friends of mine down there, and they're all hopefully coming back today or on their way back already. We wish you safe travels, and certainly wish well to the Floridians out there.
Oh, right, of course, definitely hope all of the people in Florida can be safe.
Yeah. So we got an interesting one right here, Mel. People say it's a good idea to live without regrets, but if someone asked you how many wrong decisions you've made in your life, how many would you say? And this
some
is
pretty big ones.
And this is major wrong decisions.
Yeah.
So not like eating the wrong food, eating food you shouldn't have late at night or something like that. According to new research, the average American estimates that they have made four wrong major decisions in their life. 31% say that they have made more. 71% say that they wish they had more guidance when it comes to making large life decisions. 54% say they turn to their friends and family for advice when making major decisions. About 40% do their own research, and usually online. And 28% will seek out industry professionals, quote-unquote. Mm-hmm. 26% will read informational books. And 25% will look for informational videos and TV shows. You really got to not want to read. I mean, you really, really must hate reading. I knew from a young age how important a life you want, or what kind of life you do want to live? One without regrets, or one with a ton of them?
Yeah.
And I've got a couple. I'm no different than anybody else out there. But I would, off the top of my head, I would say I have probably two or to three.
Yeah, I can definitely pinpoint two.
Mm.
But some of my, you know, I struggle with that too of a life with regrets because, for instance, I have a tendency to not necessarily overbook myself, but book myself to the point of barely staying sane with the amount of things that I have to juggle. Because if I want to do some of the extra stuff that I like to do, with like volunteering with the theater or, you know, being involved in a show, I would have loved to join the community choir this year. But trying to add that in with all of the other things going on in my life, I was like, well, these are things I want to do, but if I choose to do them, is it going to overload my plate too much that I'm not going to be able to function and then meet all of my commitments? But then on the other hand, it's like, okay, but am I going to regret not doing that?
Mm.
So it's hard to make some of those decisions.
Well, you know, I think you just talked about something that a lot of people were nodding their head to out there, mm-hmm. and agreeing with.
Yeah,
you.
Those aren't major things, but
well. Yeah, and I think that they're big enough to be, maybe they're not considered major, but they're right under the major label. I'm a genuine believer. This isn't like phony for me or anything. It's something that I have rewired my brain to do for a while now, to always look for silver linings, to always look for positives. I genuinely believe that the universe always puts you right where you're meant to be. You know, and for those that, I'm really going to date myself here, for those that remember malls, there was always
most of our listeners.
Yeah, you go up into the map and you say, you are here. And I feel like every time in the moment of our lives, that's the case. We are where we're meant to be. You are right here. You are where you're supposed to be. Good, bad, gray. Because even the bad things, I don't want to necessarily take those out of my life. I don't know if I'm the person I am today. And I worked really hard to be this person. I worked really hard to be somebody I like, I love. And I don't know if you take one of those things away, one of those things that I could consider a regret, would I be the same man? Would I be the same person?
That's true. Because those experiences mold us into the people that we are.
For me, these kind of what-ifs and everything always end up coming back to the Hitler conversation. If you could go back in time and get rid of Hitler, would you do it? Well, I mean, yeah, but at the same time, just speaking as a Jew here, I mean, there could have been somebody even worse.
Right.
Somebody who wasn't an insane, cowardly moron doing that stuff. You know?
Who would have filled that vacuum?
Might have gotten the job done. Yeah. I ain't taking that chance. Things have been bad enough for my people. I ain't taking that chance. I mean, and I would like to think that there's a lot of people out there that can have some relation to that kind of statement and everything. We are made from the hard days.
Mm-hmm.
The good days are great, and they help us. They give us perspective. They give us a lot of great things. We all deserve good days and more good days than not. But whether you like it or not, you are made from hard days. Mm-hmm. You are made from concrete and dirt and everything that is difficult about life. And you take those away, I don't know how much perspective you have.
Yeah, but I think it's also human nature to look back at our life choices and the path that led us to where we are now and go, well, I wonder what would have happened if I would have went to college at 18 instead of getting married. You know, I mean, I think that's a normal human wonder.
It's got to be as common as breathing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I can't think of a person I've ever met that hasn't had that conversation with themselves or with others. And
well, and that doesn't mean that you're looking at it with regret necessarily.
Right.
It's reflection.
I don't think there's and that's where I come back to not so much major life decisions. Like, man, I wish I had done this or that kind of thing. And a lot of this stuff is just another reminder, too, that, hey, you're not gone yet. You can still do a lot of these things.
Right.
You know, you can. I do genuinely believe, because I don't believe that you can, you make a mistake or you have a regret that you can buy that back or that you can, you know, so much goodwill equals that.
Yeah,
a carbon.
There's only so many mulligans.
Yeah, yeah. But I do think that you can make good. That you can you can balance the scales as best you can. You can work hard at that and do that. There are many people right now serving a life sentence that are also, pastors at the prison that they're incarcerated in.
Yeah, or they're completing a college degree, or they're working to earn their law degree. I mean, there's a lot of good that can come when you make bad choices. You can turn it around.
It's pretty cool. It is a pretty cool thing when you think about it that we, our brains work this way, that we can have that kind of perspective.
Mm-hmm.
And while Melissa's right, we all have these thoughts. I wouldn't spend too much time with them. I wouldn't give it too much credence.
Well, it doesn't work. It doesn't do you any good to live in the past.
No. I think that there are a lot of us that tend to do that and unintentionally. I will say that not to say that there's give them freedom. I just don't think that a lot of us do this on purpose.
Right, because it's good to self-reflect. It is good to look back and say, okay, well, what choices did I make to get me where I am now? Because then you can, if you want to change or make a change, you can make different choices moving forward.
And just a couple of little quick stories here that I thought were kind of cool. You heard about it in the CBS News and probably plenty of other spots throughout the last 24 hours. The big day for NASA's DART mission, short for Double Asteroid Redirection Test. Mm-hmm. They crashed a 1.5-ton spacecraft into an asteroid at 13,000 miles an hour to see if it changed its orbit. So a big one there. There was some success there, and they're still, you know, kind of combing through the data of that and everything. We might get more into that a little bit later. I found it was really cool, but I want to say, look, are you guys? Is NASA either running out of ideas, or are they just watching like movies now? And hey, did you guys see Armageddon? Like,
right.
It was a pretty cool movie, right? Like, what's Bruce Willis doing right now? Can we get him? Can we at least get Steve Buscemi? Can we at least? I love that we are playing offense on these things, though. I will admit that.
We're actually to a point where we can.
We don't want this to actually be like Deep Impact or Armageddon or any of these movies or anything like that. Like where some scientist in some small town or something like that looks in their telescope and happens to be the one person that sees this thing because he just turned it the right way and everything. Or better yet, when he accidentally knocks it over to the side or whatever and then he sees.
Right? And now the asteroid is named Norman.
Right, yes. And then we all panic and everything, and we got to call up Bruce Willis, who's retired right now, by the way.
Right.
But, you know, hopefully enjoying his retirement with everything he has going on. Mm-hmm. We don't need to bug him. We don't need to be doing that. I do like that, though. I think it's really intelligent to be doing these things. I know it's a lot of money. I know that there's a lot of people that will bark back. What is the likelihood of this happening or any of that stuff?
Space is pretty big. There's a lot of stuff floating around in it.
If somebody tells you they can wrap their mind around how big space is, they are lying to you. Because nobody knows. We don't even have a great ballpark of how gigantic our galaxy is, let alone the universe that is inside that, or the galaxy that is inside that universe, how big the universe is. We got no idea.
But guess what? An asteroid has slammed into this planet before, so it's very possible.
Right, right. Very true. Why don't we do this, Mel? We'll go ahead and we'll take our break in a minute here. But I did want to remind everybody of something that is important to us around here, and that is us getting to be able to get out in public. Family Natural Foods, October 7th, Melissa and I will be broadcasting live and direct from there to help Family Natural Foods celebrate their 76th anniversary.
Wow.
Meet us over at 910 West Grand Avenue in Wisconsin Rapids. Family Natural Foods open 9 to 6, Monday through and Friday. So that day, that's the hours that they'll be. Be sure to keep that in mind. Go ahead and scout the place out now. Go stop by Family Natural Foods when they open their doors in about a little less than an hour. Go check out all the great things that they do. Been serving this community for 76 years strong, and really, really appreciate the gang over there. Good morning to Family Natural Foods, our friends over there, and certainly encourage you to go check them out when they open their doors.
Mm-hmm. And we're looking forward to being there next Friday.
And, you know, there's this other thing, Melissa, too, that I wanted to touch on. And, you know, so audience, don't mind Melissa and I. We're just going to talk for a second here. Sally Kistner joins me from Morning Magazine all the time, Melissa, usually once a month. And there's this fantastic group, Artrageous. That are coming to the Performing Arts Center in Wisconsin Rapids Thursday at 7:30.
Oh, this sounds like such a cool show.
Sally gave me these two tickets. She said to give them away, but I was thinking, you know, if you and I want to go, or do you think we should give them away? You think we should give them away?
We probably should give them away.
Let's give them away. Let's do it. Yeah, let's give them away. Be listening between now and 10 o'clock. We'll give those away. We have two tickets to Artrageous. You can see this Thursday at the Performing Arts Center at 7:30. You can get your tickets right now if you want, and then maybe you get two free extra to go with and bring some friends.
Yeah.
Get your tickets at savorthearts.org. That is savorthearts.org. Take a quick commercial break. Melissa can pick that up.
Yep, I will.
And we'll come back with Misty's Menu Birthday and Anniversary Club here on Mornings on WFHR.
Next Friday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 37.
Happy birthday to you. You're so young.
It's time for Misty's Menu, birthday and anniversary club. Welcome back to Mornings on WFHR, locally grown radio. Melissa and James here with you. Mm-hmm. And Mel, how do you feel about doing some celebrating?
Ooh, let's celebrate.
All right, let's do it. And let's go diving right into Misty's Menu, who are open right now, 6 to 2, 7 days a week at 9041 State Highway 13 South in Wisconsin Rapids. Treat yourself, get there right now, and wish a good morning to all of our friends at Misty's. Mm-hmm. And I also want to wish a very happy anniversary to our friends at Altman Construction, celebrating 40 years of construction excellence in September.
Yes.
They're proud to be serving the Wisconsin Rapids and surrounding communities, and they're posting throwback photos on their Facebook page for their anniversary. I encourage you to check that out. Just type in your search bar, Altman Construction. If you'd like to see some of the great work that they've done, Melissa, they could do that pretty cool, in a cool way.
Oh, yeah. They can just go right over to the studio there and check out the new digs.
Just come on by. Stop by, say hi, drop stuff off for morning, over the back fence or what have you. Mm-hmm. And see some of the great work that they've done. If you know anybody at Altman or run into anybody over there, wish them a happy anniversary and tell them you appreciate the great work that they do for our community. Mm-hmm. We have five possible qualifiers here, Melissa.
Wow.
So I need a 1 through 5 from you.
Woofda. I'm going to choose 5.
Okay, there we go. That gives us our qualifier, so thank you for that, Melissa. Appreciate that. And we're going to dive right into the birthdays here to kick things off. And first up, I want to wish a very happy birthday to Amanda Taid, who formerly Amanda Maloff, formerly Amanda Bezruki. Mandy is my ex-wife, and Mandy's one of the most intelligent people I've ever known. She is just insightful, smart, whether we're talking books or street smarts or anything else. The angle and the way she sees things is so unique to anything anybody else I've ever known. I've always gone to her to get her feedback from things. She is my ex-wife, and she is happily married and everything, but we are very happily to say that we're good friends again. And we get along good. And I can genuinely say I love her, and I care very deeply for her. Not just because she is the mother of our two children, which is certainly a noteworthy thing, but because we've known each other for 20 plus years. Yeah. We've interacted. We're going to know each other another 20, 30, 40, hopefully longer than that years. And both of us have worked very hard to get along, to work things out between us. And now we're just thick as thieves. And it feels good to be able to say that. And I hope that that's more of a common thing going forward for people.
Yeah, especially people that have to co-parent.
Yeah. The better you get along, the better it is for the kids. Our kids are in their 20s and stuff. They're well adjusted. They're great. They're wonderful human beings. It doesn't hurt these things for them, let alone when they're younger and everything.
Right.
And she's outside of those things, of course, she's a Hall of Fame mom and wife. She's just an incredibly wonderful human being, and I'm wishing her a wonderful day. Enjoy your day, Mandy.
Happy birthday.
Also want to wish a happy birthday to Gary Popekala. Gary is somebody that met over at WRCT back in the day.
All right.
Great man, great actor, just a great human being, Gary. I believe Gary and his wife are retired now. I think they're either in Arizona or Florida. I'm going to hope Arizona for today.
Let's hope Arizona today.
Yeah, for today, I'm going to hope Arizona. I think so. Gary, wishing you well.
Happy birthday, Gary.
Want to wish a very happy birthday to Cheryl Fite.
Happy birthday, Cheryl.
Cheryl, enjoy your day. Also, very happy birthday to Carrie Fuller.
Happy birthday, Carrie.
Carrie, we wish you a great one. Enjoy your day. And our qualifiers, and I do mean plural because it is two people. They are twins, Cheryl and Carrie. Those two people we just mentioned.
Nice. Happy birthday, Cheryl and Carrie, and congratulations.
Yeah, you are our qualifiers. Congratulations on that. And that worked out kind of cool. That was actually interesting. I don't think we've had twins qualify before.
Nice.
We haven't gotten a lot of twins.
No?
I don't. Have you known a lot of twins in your life, Melissa? I haven't. I've known like maybe two sets of twins.
And I don't know them well. You know, like I've met twins.
Yeah, same.
But
here,
I don't have any really close friends that are twins. Mm-hmm. I have, and for the ones that I do, like I know one. Of the pair.
Right on. That's interesting. Oh, man. That's going to lead to a follow-up question off air, Melissa. I'll warn you right now. I'm going to definitely be asking you about that. So there is some other celebrity that we want to talk about outside of our local celebrities we just mentioned. Avril Lavigne is 38.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
I liked her music. Well, I mean, I... I did use that correctly. Liked. Wouldn't say I listen to it a whole lot now.
Yeah, yeah. Some of that stuff has a shelf life.
Yeah.
Lil Wayne is 40. Another one. Let's see. Anna Camp is 40. She's Audrey Posen in the Pitch Perfect movies.
Oh, okay.
Brad Arnold is 44. He's the lead singer from Three Doors Down.
Okay.
Gwyneth Paltrow is 50.
Really?
Mm-hmm. And I would not have expected that.
She's had quite the career.
Yeah, she has. And has had quite the off career, too, of being an entrepreneur and those things. I don't know if she's an entrepreneur, but I know she has her own business.
She does have her own business. But I definitely have appreciated a lot of the movies that she's been in. I like her acting.
I liked her in Seven. I thought she did a really good job in that movie. Mm-hmm. Stephen Jenkins is 58. Speaking of 90s bands that we just mentioned, I mentioned Three Doors Down. Stephen Jenkins is the lead singer from Three Eye Blind.
Ah, okay.
Mark Maron is 59. Sam on Glow. Mark Maron, a very famous stand-up comedian, very good, a solid actor, and all that too. Maybe more known for his podcast nowadays.
Oh.
He's got a world-famous podcast, one of the most popular ones in the world.
Okay. I can't say that I've ever heard it, but I don't actually listen to a whole lot of podcasts.
I don't either. I listen to Bria's, I listen to my daughter's, and I listen to the Dan Le Batard a bit. But that's and Bomani Jones. I listen to those guys. But that's probably the end of the list. I don't have the time.
Oh, I see why you didn't name the name of the podcast.
That's a good example. That's one that I would probably listen to on a regular basis if I had the time.
If you had the time, right.
Now, my listeners tried to help me out with, my students tried to help me out with this, actually, and said, well, don't you know the secret? You got to listen to podcasts at like 1/8 of the speed or something like that. And so
increase the speed.
So I tried that. And it made my daughter sound like a chipmunk. I didn't like that. I want to hear Bria's whole voice. It's part of the reason I'm listening to her podcast.
Right.
I think, you know, if you don't notice it, that's fine. But yeah. I didn't last like more than a minute or two with that, and I couldn't do it.
Well, and some people who read really, really fast, I know I have friends that do this with audiobooks. They have to increase the speed because otherwise it's just too slow. And they can't focus on it.
Mm-hmm.
It needs to come at them faster.
A couple of other birthdays to celebrate, more rock stars. Randy Bachman is 79, The Guess Who and Bachman Turner Overdrive. American Woman, No Sugar Tonight, These Lies, Laughing, You Ain't Seen Nothing Yet, Taking Care of Business, Let It Ride. Just a couple
just
of songs. Just a couple of hits Randy's been a part of.
You know.
Kind of amazing when you sit back and look at that stuff sometimes, you know? And, yeah. Oh, sorry, but.
I was just going to say.
And some people no longer with us, like Meatloaf would have been 75 today.
Aww.
Born in 1947, passed away in 2022. Great singer, songwriter, actor, writer. Wilford Brimley, born in this day in 1934, passed away in 2020. He worked with Robert Redford in The Natural, Brubaker, and The Electric Horseman. Many people know him from Cocoon or The Thing. He was the head of security in the TV show, or the movie The Firm as well. And Wilford Brimley, I think he did commercials late in his career, too. And
he's the Quaker Oats guy.
Yeah, a lot of people will probably know him as that. One of the most natural actors I've ever seen in my life. I haven't done a ton of digging on Wilford Brimley, but I know he worked really hard at the craft and cared a lot about it. But he looks so effortless on screen. As a little kid, my papa loved the movie The Natural with Robert Redford. I cannot tell you, Melissa, how many times I watched that movie. I literally have no idea. I've seen it so many times. It's still my favorite baseball movie of all time. And Wilford Brimley is a great character in that, a great role in that. I think it's my favorite role of his. The Electric Horseman, good movie. A Cocoon is really good, but I think that's the one for me. Just a solid performer.
Yeah.
One of the greatest voices to ever do anything. Don Cornelius was born on this day. 1936, passed away in 2012. Creator and former host of Soul Train. Mel, half the dance moves I did as a kid I saw because of Soul Train. Watched that show like crazy. It was huge in Chicago. It was huge. It's huge in Illinois, period. I mean, it was just a fun show. That was a good one, though. Don Cornelius, very good at that job. Also, integral creating a lot of paths for other people behind the scenes.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And part of the reason why hip-hop got legitimized was Don Cornelius giving it some credence. And really? that meant something. Like, oh, if Don's doing it, then, you know, a lot of other people were into it, too.
That's cool.
And James Dole, born on this day in 1877, passed away in 1958. The Pineapple King, you might say, James Dole. from Dole Pineapples, of course.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
One more time, we want to wish a very happy anniversary to our friends at Altman Construction. Happy 40th, Altman.
Yes.
A very, very happy set of birthdays to Gary Popeka, to Carrie Fuller, and Sherry Fate, our qualifier twins.
Yes. Happy birthday, you guys.
And Mandy, wish you a great birthday. Enjoy your day. I hope it's a good one.
Happy birthday, Mandy.
We will take a break right here. We're going to play Melissa's News. While we're taking that break, you go ahead. Head on over to Misty's Menu. Treat yourself. Get some great food in your life. And wish them a great, big, good morning from all of us at W.
Preparing, especially costumes.
Yes. Yeah, you are so right about that. I know way too many people that leave it to the last second, but they have these great ideas and these really big things they want to do. And it's just like, you know.
And then they end up covering themselves in duct tape.
Yeah, exactly. Yes. Yeah, they're throwing a sheet over their head and forgetting to cut the holes in it.
Right.
Sure, there's 34 days till Halloween, but now's the time to start thinking about your costume. If you need some inspiration, just look to pop culture. There are a handful of ideas here Melissa and I are going to go through. I like the mashup idea.
Okay.
Like on Bob's Burgers, whenever they do a Halloween episode, they have the kids and everybody Louise was Peter Pan's Labyrinth once, so she was dressed up as Peter Pan, but her hands were like the character from Pan's Labyrinth, like... I like that stuff.
nice.
Your old roomie, Laura, has said that I could be Serge Downey Jr., a combination of Robert Downey Jr. and Serge Tarkin from System of a Down, I think.
Okay, yeah.
Or a street Adrian Brody. I could do that one. nice. There's a couple of those. I like this. Have you thought about dressing up for Halloween this year at all, Mel?
No, but I did get invited to a, a murder mystery dinner party that is going to be kind of like the game Clue.
Yeah.
And we get to come in costume for that. So we're trying to figure out what our costumes are going to be for that. We're supposed to be like a crime fighting or mystery couple. So it's either going to be Mr. and Mrs. Scarlet or maybe, Mulder and Scully.
Oh, Mulder, especially with Aaron, because you and Aaron, you guys look good together, and I love seeing you as Mulder and Scully. I got it in my head now. Oh, that's so great. But you have to do a costume that includes a third character so I can, crash the party, and I can be a third wheel for
you
guys.
You could be the alien.
Yeah, all right, sure, yeah. I don't want to brag, but I think I can make a pretty good alien. Looking at this list here of some inspirations, like Eddie Munson from Stranger Things, all you'll need is a health Fire Club shirt, a denim vest, and a pair of ripped jeans.
That's a pretty easy one.
Rooster from Top Gun Maverick. That's the Miles Teller character. All you need are Avatar sunglasses and a fake mustache. Or you just grow one. You can do that,
or
too.
That. Yeah. Or that.
If you can, I suppose.
Right.
There might be people
I
out
cannot.
There. Or if a woman dresses up as that. Right. I'm not telling her to do that.
No, grow a mustache. Needs to be authentic.
Tommy Lee and Pamela Anderson, especially the Sebastian and Lily James portrayals on Pam and Tommy. Jupe Park from Nope. That's Stephen Yen's character. You'll need a white cowboy hat, a red blazer, and a white button-up.
Okay.
Man, that movie was good. God, that movie was so good. It was. This is not even my kind of movie usually, and I really enjoyed it. Rhaenyra Targaryen from House of Dragon. There's a ton of Daenerys wigs like out there from the Game of Thrones. So all you need really is one of those Daenerys wigs. This basically a long blonde wig. That or I suppose there's a couple of costumes that you could use that for. So the Scarlet Witch or Doctor Strange from Doctor Strange 2. The Sanderson sisters from Hocus Pocus 2.
Oh yeah.
Jane Foster from Thor, Love, and Thunder. That's the Natalie Portman character.
Nice.
Mighty Thor. I like the idea of being Thor. Just because I don't think anybody would expect me to try to dress up as Thor. I don't. Actually, if you saw Love and Thunder, I want to be Thor, but like stripped down Thor in the street clothes and in the rock T-shirt and everything. I think that'd be cool, but still with the hammer. Still.
Perfect.
You can't play Thor and not have the hammer. You got to have that with you.
That's absolutely a requirement.
A League of Their Own player, you could just use the uniform from the movie or the version from the Amazon series.
Yeah.
Those are good. Mm-hmm. And finally on this list, Harry Styles, like in his sparkly jumpsuit from Coachella, or really any eccentric outfit, you know, that you just push your hair all crazy or whatever, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
There's quite a few of them out there.
Yeah.
I don't mind people dressing up as celebrities. There's a place for it. I think it's fun. Mm-hmm. It could be a lot of fun for people. I like it more when people kind of just make up their own costumes. Or the mashup thing. I think that's because Halloween to me is such a creative holiday. And it's really, there's a lot of people that can make jokes like it's a holiday for little kids, or it's a, now that adults have taken it over, it's the holiday for, you know, adults that want to act like kids, or these kind of things. The one thing you can't deny, Halloween is about creativity. It's about using your imagination. That's what I've always loved about it. I'm an actor. I get to dress up all the time. I get to play funny characters or whatever anytime I want. As a kid, what I loved about it was I know other holidays do this. Nobody does it more or makes more of a point of it of, hey, what do you want to be? When your parents ask you as a little kid and you first get asked that and you're not just getting the hand-me-down costume, you know, you get to actually pick a costume. It's a big day. It means a lot, and all of a sudden your creativity as a young child starts going, oh, who do I want to pretend to be? Who do I, you know, and all this. And then as you get a little bit older and you're still able to Halloween in that gray area, you know, where you're still able to. Before
and, hey, I say all more teenagers that trick-or-treat, the better.
Yeah, I got no issue with that.
Yeah, no.
Getting to me, again, it comes back to using your imagination. I think that's so much fun, and there's not a lot of chances, enough chances in life to be able to do that.
Well, and who doesn't love seeing the little kids dressed up in their cute little costumes? You know, you got a little duck coming up to your door, or a penguin, or I saw a great one the other day, a fart. So just a bunch of brown and green tulle and a blowhorn.
Oh, nice. Oh, the blowhorn's the nice touch on that. Yeah, oh, that's good.
It was like a five-year-old kid. I thought it was great.
That's what I'm talking about, like that kind of stuff. That's mm-hmm. hilarious. That's wonderful. I like all of those things. I can't talk about these things, though, and not be thrown back to my childhood. And, man, and maybe you had these too, Melissa. Like for us, it was at Kmart. They'd have the really, really like cheap costumes.
Mm-hmm.
And they had the plastic mask. And you could not breathe through those things.
Nope.
You could not breathe. All of us sounded like Darth Vader with those things. Trick or treat. Well.
And then the fun part, too, is you had to wear long underwear under whatever your costume was.
Yeah.
Because it's cold.
Yeah. Some of us found that out the hard way. So,
yeah.
Yeah. I hope everybody gets a chance to dress up this year. Enjoy.
Be as creative as you want to be.
Did hear earlier, as we were talking about it, that more people are planning on celebrating this year than ever before, for the first time in a long time.
Yeah.
I do have a little bit of bad news, though. Halloween is on Monday this year.
Oh, man.
Yeah, that's kind of rough, ain't it? Or is it cool? Is it a great way to kick off the week?
It could be, but most towns are going to hold the trick-or-treating.
We are looking forward to the 9 o'clock hour. We're going to be welcoming in a handful of people from the Coosa's Giant Pumpkin Fest. They're going to join us on the air. We'll talk to them let people know about the great event. Our sister station, WIRI, is going to be broadcasting live and direct from the Coosa Pumpkin Fest, so I'm sure we'll touch on that as well.
Mm-hmm.
Want to get into some weird, fun, random facts for today? It's a segment we used to get to do back in the day, but we just we had to get rid of it for a while, and it's fun to have it back.
Yeah.
So the boy whose exorcism was inspired behind The Exorcist actually grew up to be a NASA engineer.
Really?
And his work contributed to the Apollo missions in the 1960s.
Oh, that's really cool.
It's kind of a nice epilogue to that story, you know?
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
I mean, not that I'm familiar with the story itself. aside of it being kind of scary.
Yeah, it's an interesting one. The movie I'm not talking about so much as the real human being and that it's based on. Gone with the Wind and The Wizard of Oz were both released in 1939 and were both directed by the great Victor Fleming. He suffered a brief nervous breakdown from directing Gone with the Wind during the day and editing The Wizard of Oz at night.
Oh, wow. Yeah, that would be a lot.
Two of the biggest films, most popular films of all time. Not only the same director, not only released in the same year, but... You know, the process that the directors went through back in the day. Like, not everybody. Quentin Tarantino does this nowadays. Spielberg still does a lot of his own editing, but most directors don't do their own editing anymore. That's pretty noteworthy.
Yeah, no kidding.
And part of the reason they were both released in the same year, they weren't confident they would be hits. They were not 100%. They were worried with Gone with the Wind that only Southerners would like it. And they're worried with The Wizard of Oz that it would be too scary and that people it wouldn't be popular with enough people.
Right. Well, because it was that story.
Yeah.
It does contain some elements.
Yeah, yeah. Flying monkeys.
Yeah.
I don't know.
A wicked green witch.
Yeah, yeah. The M that's printed on each M&M was originally black.
Oh.
It was changed to white only 4 years ago.
4 years?
Yeah, yeah.
You know what? I think I remember that.
I feel like I do. I don't know if I do. I feel like I do.
Yeah.
Not 100% on that. Woodrow Wilson's wedding was catered by a young chef by named Ettore Beardari, who really? Would go on to create the brand Chef Boyardee.
Oh.
Chef Boyardee basically catered Woodrow Wilson's wedding.
Cool.
It's kind of interesting.
That is interesting.
Family Feud, one of the more popular game shows on TV.
Mm-hmm.
It's really had a resurgence with the last couple of hosts they have, going back to Louis Anderson doing it and Steve Harvey now. They've really made it popular, especially by bringing celebrities on and having that family kind of interaction.
Mm-hmm.
I would love to do Family Feud. There is no way that my father and I could both do a show together and have the censor people like not break their arm from hitting the button so many times. I don't think that's fair to the FCC. I don't say that very often. That may be the only time I've ever said it or ever will say it. But I don't think having my dad and I do a show together live. No. That's too dangerous. Idea. That's a bad idea. Family Feud does all of its surveys by telephone and asks each person about 30 to 40 questions.
Really?
I had never heard that. Had no idea. The modern day pirate accent. Oh, sorry. I apologize, everybody. Let me do this right. The modern day pirate accent, we know, comes from Robert Newton's portrayal of Long John Silver in 1950 Disney adaptation of Treasure Island. Before that, there was no universal pirate accent. Every one of us that do that accent are basically doing a poor Robert Newton impression.
Wow. But it's universally, or well, at least in this country, that's what a pirate sounds like.
That's an interesting sentence there, though, Mel. I wonder in other countries around the world, if you ask them to talk like a pirate, if they just look at you like, what are you talking about?
You want us to swear at you?
Yeah, yeah. You want me to steal stuff from you? What do you want me to do here? I didn't thought about that before. Huh. The longest span between a movie and its sequel is 64 years.
Whoa.
And that record will stay. I don't think that record will ever be broken because of the way we are with sequels nowadays.
True. But what's the sequel? What's the movie in the sequel?
Bambi and Bambi 2.
Oh.
The first one came out in 1942. The sequel went straight to video in 2006.
Huh.
Never saw that one.
I didn't realize that they ever made a Bambi 2.
Yeah, I didn't see the second one.
I mean, what do you do after the first one?
I mean,
tragedy.
Hope Dad's okay. I hope it is.
Right?
Unfrosted Pop-Tarts have more calories than frosted ones.
What? No way.
This is just weird, yeah. Sometimes these random facts, I have to double, triple check them just to make sure.
Yeah, because that's not fair.
And I did. And basically, we can get into a lot of this, but it basically comes down to because they have a slightly thicker crust, which is just dense with calories.
Oh.
I do love Pop-Tarts.
Yeah. I ate them. They were my guilty pleasure for a little while, but I started adding pounds on, so I had to stop with the Pop-Tarts.
Mm-hmm. The temperature in Miami has never gone over 100. In fact, only ever hit 100 once on July 21st in 1942.
Really?
I do believe that that may have changed.
I was going to say,
literally
even
over the
this
week.
Year?
Yeah, well, literally over the weekend. Well, I think that almost 100% that it was that changed over the weekend. I'm not 100%, but I'm almost there. Hmm. And Alaska has more coastlines than the rest of the U.S. combined.
Alaska does?
Yeah.
Than the rest of the U.S. coastlands combined. Mm-hmm. Wow, that's crazy.
Kind of crazy to think about.
It is.
When we were talking earlier about places we would love to visit and stuff, Alaska did pop in my mind.
Mm-hmm.
That is one of those places that I would love to visit. I don't think I could live there probably, but I would love to visit it.
Yeah, it would be pretty neat to see.
So coastline is defined as the outline of a coast, especially with regard to its shape and appearance. This does kind of make sense when you think of it that way, because Alaska is just basically all, you know, all on its own. It's not connected to a whole lot.
Right.
We are very connected to all of you out there. We are very connected to our advertisers, our friends that join us here on the air. And we are so excited about this. Melissa and I are going to be live and direct. They are letting the inmates out of the asylum. The zoos have broken out. The animals have broken out of the zoo. We are getting Family Natural Foods next Friday now.
Yeah, jeez. It's next Friday.
Man, I can't believe how quick September went.
I know.
Next Friday, October 7th, the morning show is going on the road. We're taking this thing on the road. 7 to 10, we will be out there live and direct at Family Natural Foods at 910 West Grand Avenue in Wisconsin Rapids. Melissa and I will be having a great time. We're going to check out some stuff around there, let you know about all the great sales that they have going on. And we'll talk to Steven and Katrina. We'll talk to some of the staff. And we may even talk to you, because we're going to talk to customers also.
Yeah, that's going to be fun. I'm excited.
It's always a good time to go to Family Natural Foods, and being able to do something like this is just such a blast. We appreciate them hosting us and having us letting us be a part of this wonderful 76-year celebration that they are doing.
And letting me shop.
And letting Melissa shop, too. And I do want to mention something else also, because Stephen and Katrina, of course, join us at least a couple of times a month on Morning Magazine, and when they're not bringing a great guest for us or something.
Mm-hmm.
And they did let it slip that they are going to be having, like, you know, door things, giddy bags and stuff.
Ooh.
Like that, and giving things away. And cool. They don't do things little over there. Like, everything they do is above and beyond. So there are plenty of reasons to check things out. Melissa was mentioning some stuff earlier. I know I'd like to get some stuff for my immune system before we get hit by old man winter.
Yeah, and they have a lot of unique and locally sourced food items that you can buy there.
Oh, yeah.
I'm thinking specifically meats and cheeses and honey. Oh, and their olive oil. We haven't even mentioned that.
I apologize as an Italian. I did not mention their great olive oil right away. Oh, ooh, I'm going to get in trouble with my people on that one.
Yeah,
we got an email. National Italian Society just emailed me. Come on. Hey, what are you doing? Like, we really do appreciate our friends at Family Natural Foods. Be sure to make plans. Help them celebrate their 76th anniversary. It's a 2-day celebration. We'll be there for one of them.
Yes.
We'll be there Friday, October 7th from 7 to 10. I'll do our morning show, what we usually do. You know, we'll have our birthday and anniversary club, but really our other segments are going to be jam-packed with interviews and talking to you about from the store and letting you know what's going on over there.
Mm-hmm.
Again, you can find out more by going to their website, familynaturalfood.com. That's all one word, familynaturalfood.com. And I encourage you to check out their social media. Type into your Facebook search bar, Family Natural Foods. Follow along with all the great things they're doing over there. And wish a good morning to all of our friends at Family Natural Foods. Mm-hmm. They are opening their doors in just a minute from now, not even a minute from now. They're opening them right now. We'll be back with more fun on WFHR, locally grown radio.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.